Today's shiur is Daf Lamed Ches, and we're going to begin at the Mishnah on the second line of the Amid. As we've learned, in order to be able to walk past the Tchum, an Erev Tchumim has to be placed on Erev Shabbos, and the same halacha applies on Erev Yontif. Our Mishnah and Gemara will discuss a situation when we have two consecutive days, Yontif Shabbos. That means Yontif is either Friday or Yontif is Sunday. And the question is, what is the Erev status in such a situation? Are they considered one day? Are they considered 2 days? And how do we place Erev under those circumstances? Says the Mishnah, Belezer Omer, Yontif Asamach L'Shabbos. If Yontif is close to Shabbos, Beimel Fener, Beimel Achreah, whether before or after, whether Yontif is on Friday or Yontif is on Sunday, Marav Adam Shnei Eruvim, a person can place 2 Eruvim on 2 different sides of the city. Vaymer, Eruvim Berishul Mizrach, on the first day, my Eruv, I want to be able to walk to the east side, or B'Sheni, on the second day, I want to be able to walk Lamarav to the west side. Berishul Marav or B'Sheni Lamizrach, or vice versa, the first day to the west side and the second day to the east side. Eruv Berishul, on the first day I want an Eruv, or B'Sheni Kibneiri, on the second day I don't want to employ an Eruv, I just want to have the same status as everybody else of the town. Or Eruv B'Sheni, I want to be able to have an Eruv for the second day, or B'Rishul Kibneiri, for the first day I want to be like everybody else. And as the Masha explains, that he could put down two different Erevin all the way, at least in the Havamina now, all the way at each opposite direction. And even though that Erev, that side on the first day, would not be accessible to him, because he has already an Erev to the other side, and as we learned, if you have an Erev, whatever you gain on one side, you lose to the other side, it won't make a difference. All of this is based on the fact that Rebbe Lezer holds that the 2 days of Yontif are considered 2 separate Kedushas. So it's no different than 2 different Shabbosos. If someone made an Erev for 1 Shabbos to the east side and for the next week Shabbos to the west side, there would be no question that that's certainly fine. According to Rebbe Lezer, this is no different. However, V'cham Aymrim, Aymarav L'Ruach Achas, either he makes an Erev to one side, or any Ma'arav Kalik, or he doesn't make any Erev at all. Or Ma'arav L'Shnei Yomim, either he makes an Erev for both days, or any Ma'arav Kalik, or he shouldn't make any Erev at all. And obviously, the Chacham are holding that the 2 days are considered one. And like the Raja points out, not only do the Rabbanan hold that if somebody is making an Erev, he doesn't have the option of making 2 different Erevs for the 2 different days, one to the east and one to the west. But even if he wants just that the Erev should be effective for 1 day, and the other day he should have the same status, Kibnei Iri, as everybody in the city, that too is unacceptable. Because the Rabbanan hold the Chumrah, as we will learn in the Gemara, that we consider the 2 days as one long continuous Kedusha. Ketzid Yasa, what should he do? Melicha Berishin, he should bring the Erev on the Erev of the first day. That means he should leave the Erev there Thursday afternoon. Or Mashachalov, stay with it until it's dark, because as we've learned many times, the Erev to be effective has to be the entire Bein HaShemashes. Now Rashi makes a very important point. Rashi says that this is required to put down the Erev is when the person who's relying on the Erev is not the one actually going out to where the Tchum is. Because as we've learned, if the person who actually is relying on the Erev needs to go out of the Tchum goes there, then there's no need to put down any food. That's called Machshechalov. Here we're talking about a situation where he's relying on somebody else. So the halacha is that the person puts down the Erev, waits there until after Bein HaShemashos, v'noit lo yibaloi, and then he takes it home. B'sheni mashech alav, on the second day he goes back, takes the food with him, waits there until it's dark, v'oichloi embaloi, and he eats it and comes home. This is a situation where it's Friday Shabbos. So the first Erev was put down Thursday afternoon. Then he takes it home, goes back out with the Erev Friday afternoon. Now he can't carry the Erev back home after Friday evening, because it's Shabbos. So that's why the Mishnah is telling us, in order that the Erev should not be wasted, he should eat it up, the Nimtzer, and by doing this, Mistaka Bali Chasoi, he can rely on the Erev, or Mistaka Be Erevoi, and he relies on the Erev because he also didn't lose the Erev because he could eat it. Now Rashi makes a very important point. Rashi says, when is this required? If the Erev is put in a Mokum She'enim Mishtamer, in a place where it's not safe. So since the Erev was put in a place that's not safe, we must be concerned that perhaps the Erev won't be there on Friday afternoon. And since we need a separate Erev for Friday afternoon, we need to make sure it's still there. However, if the Erev was put in a Makom HaMishtamer, if the Erev was put in a place where it's safe, and we don't have to be concerned that anything will happen to it, then we don't have to go back, we just leave it there Thursday afternoon, and be sure that it'll be there Friday afternoon, and don't have to go back out Friday afternoon. That's how Rashi learns. However, the Ritva, the Rashba say that even if the Erev was put there Thursday afternoon, and even if I know that the place that it was put is a safe place, it's still necessary to go back out again and make sure that the Erev is there Friday afternoon. What is the Machloikis? So Mefarshim explained that the Machloikis is a very fundamental halachic Machloikis. When Chazal told us that we have to put down an Erev, what do they mean? Do they mean there has to be an Erev there? So as long as my Erev is there, it's good enough. Or perhaps what Chazal wanted us to do is Chazal want that the Erev should be put down specifically the day before I'm going to use it, in order to show that I want to be kind of Shvisa for this Shabbos or for this Yartav in this place. According to Rashi, it doesn't have to be put down specifically Erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos before you want to use it on that Shabbos. It doesn't have to be put down specifically the Erev Yontav before the Yontav you want to put it down. As long as my Erev is there, it's good enough. So if I know I put it, says Rashi, in a Mokom HaMishtamer, in a place where it's going to be secure, I don't have to go back out Friday afternoon, even though I put down the Erev on Thursday for Shabbos. The Rashba and the Ritva, however, learn, it's not just enough that I have an Erev there. I have to put down the Erev Shabbos for this Shabbos for me to be kind of Shvisa. So if I put down the Erev Thursday afternoon, even though it's in a secure place, and I'm certain that it's still there, that isn't enough. I have to go and reestablish it Friday afternoon. Continues the Mishnah. Nechav Rishon, if the Erev was eaten up on the first day, that means I left the Erev there on Friday. Or let's say it's a situation of Shabbos Sunday, where I couldn't have carried the Erev home. So for the first day the Erev is okay, then Eruvel Sheni, but for the second day my Erev is not acceptable because I didn't have an Erev in place. Amalan Reb Leza. So Reb Leza said to the Chachamim, "Ma'id matam l'shtei kedushas." So what you're saying is that the 2 days are considered two separate kedushas, because if it was one kedusha, so let's talk about the case of Friday Shabbos. Yontav is Friday and Shabbos. So if Yontav and Shabbos is considered one kedusha, and I put down the Erev Thursday afternoon, so what's the difference if on Friday the Erev is no longer there? As long as it's there Thursday ben Shemashes, it should be enough for the 2 days are considered one long day. You say, isn't that what you hold, says Rebbe Lezer Chachamim? Yet now you're saying that if the Erev is no longer there before Bein HaShemashes, going from Friday to Shabbos, you can't rely on that Erev for Shabbos. Why not? Doesn't that seem to set your whole Shtei Kedushas? And the Gemara will continue discussing it. Says the Gemara, when we learnt what the Chachamim said in the Mishnah, it seemed to be very redundant. The Chachamim said, L'ruach Achas, The Chazal first said that the Erev for both days have to remain in one direction. Mayniyu, what does that mean? L'shnei yom, for both days you need one direction. And then they said L'shnei yomim, that you have to make an Erev for both days. Mayniyu l'ruach achas, that has to be made to one side. So Haina Kamaisa, he said the Chachamim are really just repeating themselves. Says the Gemara, Hachikama le Rabbanan le Rebeleza. This is what Rabbanan taught to Rebeleza. Iatamoida, won't you agree? She'ema Arvim Yom Echad, that if in one Shabbos somebody wants to make an Erev Chetzil Tzof and Chetzil Darm, in the morning I want to walk to the north side, in the afternoon I want to walk to the south side, that's not effective. You could only have one Erev per Shabbos. Amlam Avil, Rebeleza says, of course. So the Chachamim continue telling Rabbi Lezer, the Kishem She'em Ma'arvim L'Yom Echad, just like for one Shabbos you can't have a situation of Chetzi L'Darm and Chetzi L'Tzofen, the part of the day you can walk in one direction and part of the day in the other direction, Kach E'em Ma'arvim L'Shnei Yomim, so when you have 2 days, Yontem and then Shabbos, you can't have a situation of Yom Echad L'Mizrach and Yom Echad L'Marv, different directions and different days. And that's what the Chachamim meant to say. First they said the din that you can't make 2 Eruvim for 1 day. And after they said that you can't make 2 Eruvim for 1 day, and they went a step further and said that Shabbos Yontiv is considered like 1 day. Where does Rebbe Lezer say? Hasam Kedush Achas. One Shabbos is one Kedusha. So in one Shabbos I can't have a situation that I have an Eruv part of the day like this, and part of the time like this, and part of the time like that. Hacha, but Shabbos and Yom Tov are based Kedushas, so they're no different than 2 different Shabbosos that everybody will agree. One Shabbos I can have in this direction, another Shabbos I can have in that direction. Shabbos Yom Tov is the same. Now the Gemara quotes what Rebbe Lezer tells the Chachamim. Amalem Rebbe Lezer tells the Chachamim, Iyatamoidim, don't you agree? Shem Erev Ragla B'yoyim Rishon, that if somebody went and made an Erev by actually being there for the first day, Ma'arab Raglov B'yom Sheni, he has to go back if he wants to rely on the Erev for the second day. That means if Thursday afternoon he didn't put down an Erev, Thursday afternoon was Erev Yontif, and the way he wants to establish an Erev for Yontif is by being actually there Thursday, going into Thursday night Ben Hashmashas. That Erev will not be adequate, and he'll have to go back if he wants to go on Shabbos. He'll have to go back Friday afternoon. So continues Rebbe Lezer, Nechav Eruv B'yom Rishon. If his Erev was eaten up, he put down the Erev Thursday afternoon, and before Friday Ben Hashmashas his Erev was eaten up, Ein Yotzel B'yom Shini, he can't rely on it for Shabbos. Amar Lo Avol. So Chachamim agree. So why? Because Halai Beis Kedusha say. Obviously, it's because it's 2 Kedushas, and each day requires its own Erev. So if each day requires its own Erev, so I see it's 2 Beis Kedushas, and I maybe can make the Erev in 2 different directions. So how did Rabbanan respond? Which this is really the question that the Rebbe Lezer asked Rabbanan in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan Sfukim Sapkala. It's not that Rabbanan are certain that Shabbos for Yom Tov is 1 Kedusha. They have a suffix, and that's why the Hochel Chumra v'Hochel Chumra. They always go Chumra. If it's a Chumrah to say it's 1 Kedusha, and therefore you could only have an Erev in one direction for both days, that's what they'll say. And if it's a Chumrah to say it's 2 Kedushas, and therefore you'll need to have the Erev there still on Friday Ben Hashmashas, then they'll say that way too. Because they're not exactly sure, is it 1 Kedusha or base Kedushas. Now Tosis points out that in the case where the Erev was eaten up, I put down the Erev Thursday afternoon, Friday Shabbos, Friday's Yom Tov, and then Shabbos, that the Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim both say that if the Erev is eaten up before Friday Ben Hashmashas, I can't rely on it for Shabbos. They're not exactly agreeing, Tosfos explains. Why? Tosfos says like this, according to Rebbe Lezer, if the Erev was eaten up before Friday Ben Hashmashas, so he has no Erev, and for that Shabbos, he's Kibnei Iroi. He's the same as everybody else in the city. That's how Tosfos learns. However, that's how Rebbe Lezer will learn. However, the Rabbanon will say that's a Suffolk. So he's a Chomer Gomel. What does that mean? He can't rely on the Erev, because perhaps it's based Kedushas, and he didn't have an Erev for this day. On the other hand, he can't say like he's like everybody else in the city, who doesn't have an Erev, because perhaps it is Kedusha Achas and he did have an Erev. So only, let's say he put the Erev to the east side, what this person will be able to do is not be able to walk to the west side at all, and to the east side he'll only be able to walk the 2,000 Amos to the Erev and not past it. Now, Kiva Eger asks a question. He's saying, he asks, here the Rabbanan say, since we're not sure if it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas, so we go L'chumra. Ask Rav Kiva Eger that since we're dealing with a Rabbanan Diga issue, we have a klal throughout Chas, Sofik Rabbanan L'kula. So why are we being, why are Rabbanan being Machmer, they should be Mekel. So one teretz given is that when we have a Sofik, something we learned in this past week, that whenever we have a Sofik, we rely on the Chazaka. So since here we have a Sofik, if the Erev is effective or not, we leave it on the Chazaka that he didn't have an Erev. That's one way of explaining. Kvega says another answer, which is a very, very fundamental answer in understanding Sofik Drabbana L'Kula. He explains as follows. When Chazal said Sofik Drabbana L'Kula is in a situation where I know the din, I just don't know if I accomplished the din. For example, everybody knows you have to daven chakras. Everybody knows you have to bench after you ate. Now, I have a shayla, did I daven? I have a shayla, did I bench? So, Sofik Rabban Kula says that if it's a Sofik in a Rabban and the Gishu, I could be Mekel and I don't have to daven over. I don't have to bench over. However, in a situation where I don't know what the din is, like an hour Gemara, where we cloud don't know what the right thing is it one Kedusha or base Kedushas, that's not called Sofik Rabbanan L'Kula, and we could be Machmer on both sides. Rabbi Kivega says another Teretz. Rabbi Kivega says that the only time I say Sofik Rabbanan L'Kula is where it's very obvious what's the Kula and what's the Chumra. It's always a Kula to go one direction, so I go L'Kula. But in a situation where it's not a pure Kula, like an Al Gemara, it may not be a Kula to say rely on the Erev, because maybe the person wants to go in the other direction. It may not be, or maybe a Kula. Since it's not black and white, what the Kula is and what the Chumra is, we don't say Sofik Rabbanan L'Kula. Continues the Gemara. Am Loy L'Rav Elezer, the Chacham say to Rav Elezer, Iyat Moida, don't you agree that somebody can't put down an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos? Amram Avil. So Rabbi Lezer says, of course I agree. So the Rabbanan say, if you agree with that Pesach, obviously Halaya Kedush Achasi. Obviously you consider Shabbos and Yontif, or Yontif and Shabbos, one long Kedusha. And that's why you can't make an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos, because it's like making an Erev in the middle of Shabbos. Just like nobody would be able to agree that you can make, would tell you you can make an Erev in the middle of Shabbos for Shabbos. Here too, since Yontif and Shabbos is one long continuation, so if Yontif is Erev Shabbos, it's too late to make the Erev. Rav Elezer, how would Rav Elezer explain? Rav Elezer explains, Hosam Shemachona. The reason you can't put down an Erev on Yontif, if Yontif is on Friday, you can't put down an Erev on that day, L'chatchila, for the next day Shabbos, is not because it's one Kedusha and it's too late. It's because there's an Isra Achona. There's an Isra that you're not allowed to prepare for Shabbos on Yontif. And since this day is Yontif, you can't spend the Yontif day preparing for the next day Shabbos, or you can't spend Shabbos preparing for Yontif. We'll discuss this more on other days. Now Tarsus asks, why does the Gemara have to say that the reason is because of Achona? The Gemara could have said a different reason. The Halacha is you're not allowed to be kind of Shvisa on Yontif. You're not allowed to be kind of Shvisa on Shabbos. So here, Yontif is on Friday, and you want to put down an Erev today. For tomorrow, that means you're doing a Kinyan Shvisa. A Kinyan Shvisa, making that type of a Kinyan, is also on Yontif or Shabbos. So Taisa says two answers. One answer Taisa says is that there's a man, the Amr, that holds that Kinyan Shvisa may be done on Shabbos and Yontif. Another Taisa gives is that the din that we're learning in our Mishnah is not only speaking about Eruvit Chumim, it also applies to Eruvit Chetzeris. So says Taisus, yes, Eruvit Chumim needs a Kinyan, and perhaps that type of a Kinyan is Osir on Shabbos V'Yontif. However, Eruvit Chetzeris doesn't require a Kinyan. So if it doesn't require a kinyan, why is it asr? It must be for a different reason. The reason is because of achar. Tan Rabbanan. So Rabbanan, we learned on a braisa. Erev Aragla b'yom rishon. If somebody made an erev by being there, erev the first day, Mar Baragla b'yom sheni. So he has to go back out there the second day. Again, our situation of Friday, Shabbos, Friday is Yontem, and then we have Shabbos. So the person wants to rely on the erev, wants to have an erev for Shabbos, he has to go back out there. Nechla Ruva b'yom rishon. If his erev was consumed on the first day, and Yotzla b'yom sheni, he can't rely on it if it wasn't there Friday ben Shemashes. Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe says. Obviously, Rebbe holds that the 2 days are two separate kedushas and require two separate eruvin. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Hareza Chamagomel. This person is like the donkey driver. He's besafik because we don't know which, if it's considered kedusha achas or it's considered shtei kedushas. So we're machmer. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shmuel ben Noach, Rav Yochanan, Omerim, Erev Baragla B'Rishon. If someone put down an erev Thursday afternoon, he didn't put down an erev, he just actually went in, that's how he accomplished the erev tachlis. He doesn't have to go out back after Friday afternoon. Why? Because it's all one kedusha. And therefore, even if Nechle Ruva B'yom Rishon, if on Friday his erev was eaten up, Friday Yontav his erev was eaten up, he could still rely on it for Shabbos, Yotzel B'Sheni, because since it was there Thursday afternoon, and Friday at Shabbos are kedusha achas, so if I have it Thursday afternoon, it's like having it for the one long continuation. It's no different than having it Banish Masha Shabbos, that it works for the whole Shabbos. Amarav. So Rav said, Halacha gedivs kedal zakenim alalu. The halacha is like the following four zakenim who we're going to list. Valiva de Beleza, who all pass like a Beleza, diamond based kedusha same. They consider Shabbos and Yontov two separate kedushas. Vela ain't dal zakenim. Who are the four zakenim? Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochanan ben Broika, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Rav Yosi by Yehuda the small. Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda the small, because many times we have anonymous Mishnayos, and it refers to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda as the Tan of those anonymous Mishnayos. Vikadar Rav Elazar Manayu, and Vikad Amri, some say Chaminai Rav Elazar. One was Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar, Rashi says it refers to Rav Elazar ben Shamua, or Mapik, and they take out of the group of Tanoim that agree with Rav Elazar that Shiyantav and Shabbos based Kedushas, they take out of the group. Rav Yosef Yehuda Sisma, they take him out of the group. Now, before we go further, that they will hold based Kedushas, ask the Beis Yitzchak that we have a klal in Psak Halacha that we have a Vaday in a Sofik, we follow the Vaday. That if one Pesach, if one Tana says something with certainty, and the other Tana has a Shaila, we follow the man d'Amar that knows, that says what he says certainly. The way we've been learning our Mishnah Gemara, Rebbe Leza holds Yontav v'Shabbos shtei kedushas, a two distinct kedushas. The Rabbanan svuke mesapkalu, have a sofik. So of course I'm going to pass Rebbe Leza. He's a vaday. The Rabbanan are only a sofik. So the Beis Yitzchak answers based on a Taz. That the Taz says that when do I say that I have one that if I have a vaday in a sofik, I follow the vaday. That's when the vaday, where it's one person is a vaday, one tan is a vaday, and the other tan is a sofik. But let's say we'll have a situation where one tan is a vaday, and then we'll have many tanoim that have a sofik. Yeah, I won't say that the vaday, I go with the vaday. If I have so many people that have a sofik, just because one tan is a vaday, that doesn't mean I should follow him. That's why he explains, Rav went out of the way to show that all the Tanoim aren't just agree with Rebbe Elazar. So it's not just Rebbe Elazar is the one Vaday and everybody else has a Sofik. Everybody agrees with Rebbe Elazar, and that's why I'm going to pass him like Rebbe Elazar. Ask the Gemara, how could you list Reb Shim ben Gamliel and Reb Shmuel ben Yochanan ben Broika as man the Amrim that hold the Chtei Kedushas? We just learned on the Brice on the top of the Amid, they just said the opposite. They held that it's one Kedusha, and that's why if you have the Erev the Thursday afternoon, it'll work for Friday Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Epech. Reverse what they say, and they hold that you do have to have a new Erev Friday afternoon, and if the Erev isn't there Friday afternoon, it won't help for Shabbos, because they hold base Kedushas. Answers the Gemara, Hachahayna Rebbe. So that's the exact thing as what Rebbe said. So what are they saying different? He says, Gemara, you're right, you have to change the braisa. Emo, v'chein omer Rav Shimon Gamliel. Not that they're arguing with Rebbe, they're agreeing with Rebbe. Says the Gemara, v'lach shvanami Rebbe. So if, now we go back to Rav. Rav gave us a list of tanoim that agree with Rebbe Lezer, that you have to the Shabbos Shtei Kedushas, so why don't we mention also Rebbe, who indicates in the braisa that it's based Kedushas? Answers the Gemara, Rebbe tanolav le savala. Rebbe Taker taught this opinion, but he personally didn't agree with it. Ask the Gemara, perhaps Rabbanan Nami Tanalu V'lo Sarvalei, perhaps they also just mentioned the Shita, but they don't personally agree with it, so how does Rav say they agree with it? So the Gemara, Rav Gemara Gamala, Rav had a Kabbalah, Rav had a Messiah, that Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Shmuel Ben Baraika actually agree with Rav Elazar's opinion that it's based Kedushas. Says the Gemara, Kinoch Nafshid Rav Huna, when Rav Huna was Nifta, Ayel Rav Chizda Lamirma the Rav of the Rav. Rav Chizda came into the Beis Medrash, task a steamer in Rav. And the way the Moritz Chayitz explains, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda were in a disagreement. So as long as Rav Huna was in the Beis Medrash, Rav Chizda didn't go to that Beis Medrash. Only after Rav Huna passed away did Rav Chizda come into Beis Medrash. Mi Amar Rav Aloch Gidel Zakenim, did Rav Paskin that Aloch is like these to Zakenim? That leaves Rav Elazar. Damashtei Kedusha saying that Shabbos and Yontov based Kedusha is Vitma, we learned Shabbos for Yontov, when Shabbos and Yontov occur on consecutive days, Rav Omar Nol de Bezu Asur Bezu. Rav says that an egg that was laid on the first day, whether the first day is Shabbos and the next day is Yontov, whether the first day is Yontov and the next day is Shabbos, it's awesome. So now if we consider it one long day, so it makes sense, because just like any egg that's born on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it that Shabbos. So Shabbos and Yontif, it is one long continuation, so you're not allowed to eat it the next day Yontif. Or any egg that's born on Yontif, you're not allowed to eat it on Yontif. So Shabbos, the day after, is a continuation of that day, you're not allowed to eat it. But if it's based Kedushas, why is the halacha that just because it's born on the first day, it can't eat it on the second day? On Merava, so Rav explains, there it's not because Shabbos and Yontif are one Kedusha, there it's a different reason. V'shemachonah. The Torah HaKadosh tells us, as we're going to learn in a Braisa, that everything that I'm going to eat on Shabbos or Yontif has to be prepared before Shabbos or before Yontif on a weekday. Therefore, if I have a situation where it was Shabbos and then Yontif, so if I want to eat this egg on Yontif, when was it prepared? It was born on Shabbos, it was prepared on Shabbos. Food to be eaten on Yontif has to be prepared on Shabbos. Or vice versa, if I have a situation of Friday being Yontif and then Shabbos, and I want to eat this, and the egg is born on Yontif and I want to eat it on Shabbos, so when was this egg prepared? It was prepared on Friday, which is Yontif. A Shabbos meal has to be prepared on a weekday, not on a Yontif. The Tanya, as the Pasuk says regarding the man, V'hoi b'yom ha-shishi v'echinu, on Friday, Erev Shabbos, on the sixth day to prepare. Chol mechon Shabbos, you have to prepare a Shabbos meal during the weekday. V'chor mechel yontif, a yontif meal has to be prepared on the weekday. Vein yontif mechel Shabbos, vein Shabbos mechel yontif. You can't prepare a Shabbos meal on yontif, or you can't prepare a yontif meal on Shabbos. There's a machlokes rishonim. If this is midarais, if this is a achanah is midaraisa or midrabbanan. Tosfos and the Rosh hold that achanah is daraisa. The Rambam holds it's midrabbanan. The Afika Yam explains that what is this pasuk and Bryce are teaching us? They're teaching us two separate surim. That number one, that everything that you're not allowed to prepare on one day for the next, you can't prepare on Shabbos for Yontif, you can't prepare for Yontif for Shabbos. And furthermore, that even if you didn't actively do it, but something by itself became prepared on Shabbos, it may not be eaten on the next day Yontif, or something by itself got prepared on Yontif, it may not be eaten on the next day Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos meals and Yontif meals require preparation during the week. And Tosfos explains that from here we see that Shabbos and Yontif have the same din as Achanah, that you have to prepare for Shabbos meal and Yontif meal in the same way. Just like, and the Makar, as we just learned, is because the Mon fell on Friday for Shabbos. So similarly, the Mon on Yontif didn't fall, it fell on Erev Yontif for Yontif. And that's why, just like on Shabbos, we have to have Lecha Mishnah to commemorate the double portion of Mon that came on Friday for Shabbos, so too on Yontif, where we have to have Lecha Mishnah to commemorate that on Yontif the Mon didn't fall, a double portion fell on Erev Yontif. Other Rishonim learning a different approach, that even if you'll say that the Mon fell on Yontif, it never fell on Yontif if Yontif was Erev Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says to Rava, Eloha the Tanan. You, Rava, are learning that the problem here is Achana. Kate Roysa, we learned in our Mishnah. What should he do if somebody wants an Erev for both days? Malicha Berishin, he should bring the food on the first day. Mach Shechalov. Then wait till dark. So let's say, like we said, it was Thursday night. Wait there till after Bein Hashmashes to make sure you have an Erev for Friday. Nightly Baloi, go back home. B'sheni Mach Shechalov, and then go back on Friday to the same location. V'oichloi Baloi, and then he could eat it and go. Just make sure that it's there the whole Friday Bein Hashmashes. Ask the Gemara, Abaye asks Rava, you who learn there's an issue of Achana, Hakamechem Yontov L'Shabbos, when he puts the Erev on Friday afternoon, he's doing something to be able to walk on Shabbos. So he's doing Achon on Yontif for Shabbos, which you, Rava, just said it's Asur. Amalei Rava. So Rava said, Mi Sarvis, Soifa Yom Kain Erev. Do you think that when did the Erev become effective? On Friday afternoon? That means on Friday afternoon you're doing something for Shabbos? Tchil Sa Yom Kain Erev. The Erev becomes effective at the beginning of Shabbos, at the end of Bein Hashmashes, when it's already Shabbos. So when the Erev becomes effective, it's Shabbos for Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mechon on Yontif for Shabbos. For Shabbos on itself, you're allowed to be Mechon. Shabbos Mechina La'atzma. Ask the Gemara, Elam Ato, Ya'av Belagin. So then we go back to Gemara we just learned the other day. The Gemara says that let's say somebody had a Keli, a Lagin, that was Tomei. So he put it into the Mikvah, but the Halacha is that just immersing it in the mikveh does not make it tor. It requires hair of shemesh. So now if somebody went and put food tevel into the keli, but he says it should become meiser. He's kairos shem on it. That the halacha we learned is that this will not be an effective erev. Why won't it be an effective erev? Because it can't become meiser until night. Why can't it become meiser until night? Because until night, the keli is a tamadig keli. So, and by night, it's too late because the erev has to be effective from before night. So during the day, it's not effective because it's still tevel and you can't use tevel for an erev. At night, where it's already no longer tevel, it's too late. But what do we see? That becomes an Erev by day. We just said that the Erev only becomes effective on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, that's not the problem over there. The problem over there was a different issue, as we learned. Being as Suda Ruim by Joim, that for an Erev to be effective, it has to be a meal which is edible from Erev Shabbos. This food, being that an Erev Shabbos was still Tevel, is something that can't be eaten, and that's why this Erev is not an effective Erev. It has nothing to do with when the Erev becomes effective. Ask the Gemara, if you're saying that an Erev has to be fit for consumption in order for it to be effective, let's go back to our Mishnah. Yontav Asamach L'Shabbos, if Yontav is before close to Shabbos, doesn't make a difference if it's Yontif than Shabbos or Shabbos than Yontif. Ma'av Adam Shnei Eruvim. A person can make two different Eruvim, Rebbe Elazar said, in two different directions. Ask the Gemara, Habi'in and Suda Eruvim by Joim. But we have to have a Suda that can fit while still day, Veleka. Because as the Rishayim explained, let's say we have a situation where Yontif is Friday and then we have Shabbos. And a person made an Erev for Friday 2,000 Amot to the east side. Now the halacha is, as we've explained, that whatever you gain to one side, you lose to the other side. So now, what's going to be the halacha like this? He made an Erev to the east side, so he could walk 4,000 to the east side. To the west side, he can't walk at all. So if he can't walk at all to the west side, you want on Friday afternoon, now he wants to make an Erev for Shabbos to the west side, he can't get there because he can't walk onto the west side even one Amma, because he took all of his Ammas to the east side. And we're just finished explaining that the Erev has to be accessible, consumable on Friday afternoon. So why is that an acceptable Erev? Answers the Gemara, Mi Savis, are you going to explain that our Mishnah is talking the Monach Le'Besayf Alpayim Amlekan, that he put a 2,000 Amos to the east side and therefore he can't walk to the west side at all, or Besayf Alpayim Amlekan and he wants to walk to the west side all 2,000 Amos, so that means that he can't walk at all to the west side on Friday afternoon if he put a 2,000 Amos further away on Thursday afternoon to the east side, and therefore your question is a legitimate question, how could I get to the Erev? Loi. The case here is the manach lebesoif elf amlekan. He wants to have an erev at the end of 1,000 amos to the east side, or besoif elf amlekan, and the other side he also wants to have it to 1,000 amos. So since the second erev is within 2,000 amos of the first erev, so it's accessible even on Friday. That means he put the erev 1,000 amos to the east side, and he's putting the Erev for Shabbos 1,000 Amos to the west side, so these two Erovim are within the 2,000 Amos of each other, so I can get to the Erev on Friday afternoon, and that's why it's acceptable. Now Tosfos asks that we learned earlier in this very perek that the Erev doesn't have to be accessible to me, that the halacha is that ma'avrin liyisrael b'truma, that even though Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, we could use an Erev. We could make an Erev out of Truma. And the Gemara explained that since the Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma, although I may not eat Truma, it's still acceptable. So here too, yes, in this case, if it was put to the 2,000 Amos, to the east side, and now I want to have an Erev to the west side to 2,000 Amos, and I can't get there. Yes, to me it's not accessible, but it's accessible to other people. So once it's accessible to other people, it should be an Erev. So Tosfos answers that this case of the Gemara is similar to a Mishnah we learned in our Perek. We learned the Mishnah in our Perek, Neskalgel Chutz L'Tchumai. If the Erev rolls out of the Tchum, then the Erev is not an acceptable Erev. So says Tosfos, even though Tosfos then pointed out also, I could walk there Friday afternoon, but if I walk there, I'll be stuck. So we see that I don't have to actually be able to eat the Erev, but I have to be able to get to the Erev. It may not have to be suitable, but it has to be accessible. And here, it's not accessible. That's why it's not acceptable. The Rashba gives a different answer. The Rashba says, when did the Chacham say that I don't have to be able to actually eat the Erev, and still the Erev will be considered acceptable? So the Rashba says, that is only in a case where it's something that I can never eat. Truma. A Yisrael may never eat truma. So there, the Chacham say, the Erev is still a good Erev, because even though I can't eat the truma, somebody can eat the truma. But if the food that's being used for the Erev is something that I normally can eat, just in this situation, there's something preventing me from eating it, then the Erev is not an acceptable Erev. But there's a very big chiddush according to Rashba. According to the Rashba, what a person in such a circumstance would be better off doing is putting an Erev with truma, because then the Erev should be good. The only reason the Rashba says that the Erev is not good is because I put down food that I can normally eat, and now it's not accessible. Had I put down something that I could never eat, then it would be a good Erev, which is a very big chiddush. Says the Gemara, El Hodam Rav Yehuda, Rav explained, as we said, that Achona is Osir on Yontif for Shabbos, and vice versa. Asked the Gemara, Elohad Amar Rav Yehuda, this Rav Yehuda said, Erev Raglav Yom Rishon, somebody made an Erev being somewhere on Erev the first day. That means again, we have a situation of two consecutive days, Shabbos and Yontif. So one of the ways you're making Erev is by actually being the Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. The halach is, Ma'arev Raglav Yom Sheni. He must make an Erev again for the next day. That means if we have Friday Shabbos, Friday being Yom Tov, Thursday afternoon he has to go out, and then Friday afternoon he has to go out. Eir bepas b'yom rishon. If he made an Erev with bread on the first day, ma'ar bepas b'yom sheni. He has to go out again on Friday afternoon to make an Erev bepas. Ask the Gemara, ha'kameichen Yom Tov l'Shabbos. So the way Rashi and the Ritva explain the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara's question is not in a situation where a person made the Erev with bread. Because even though he has to have a new Erev for Shabbos, and again, our situation is that Friday is Yom Tov, then we have Shabbos, and the Erev that I put down for Friday is not good for Shabbos, it has to be a new, it has to be separately for Shabbos, but the fact that the bread is there is good enough. That's if I made an Erev with bread. However, Ma'ar Baraglov, I didn't put anything down. It's just my verbal declaration saying that I'm being kind of shvis in this spot. And what's the halacha? That I have to Thursday afternoon go out there and physically be kind of and verbally be kind of shvis by saying this is my place. Says the Gemara, and I have to go out Friday afternoon and do that also. But when I'm on Friday afternoon making this statement that I'm being kind of shvisa here for tomorrow Shabbos, I'm being meichen on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And Rabbi just finished explaining that Achon is osur from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Amalei, so Rabbi answered, Mi Amrit, the ozul v'amramidi, do you think that he has to go out and actually make a declaration? The ozul v'shokul v'yosef, he could just go out and sit, be quiet, and the fact that he's physically there is adequate. Ask the Gemara command, who does this follow? Reb Yochem Menuri. This follows the opinion of Reb Yochem Menuri that we're going to learn the Omer. Chepse hefka kone shvisa. Objects that are hefka, that don't have an owner, they are kone shvisa on their own just by being wherever they are. Nobody made a declaration for them. They're hefka. They're kone shvisa by themselves. Because as we're going to learn in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei, there's machloikis between Reb Yochem Menuri and the Chachamim about a person who's traveling and he was asleep when Shabbos began. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri holds that although a sleeping person cannot be said to have intent to have a kinyan shvisa, he anyway is kind of shvisa, even though he had no intent, he was sleeping. The Chachamim disagree and say since he was asleep and he couldn't have beya, he couldn't have das to be kind of shvisa, so he's not kind of shvisa. The Gemara there says that this machloikis extends to the case of hefker. As we know that objects, as we will learn later in the Masechta, are also subject to hilchas tchumim, and they will have the same machloikis. Are they kodesh visa, or could they be kodesh visa because there's nobody making a declaration from them? Says the Gemara, no, I feel tame rabbanon. Even the rabbanon will agree that a declaration doesn't have to be made. Because I can't let plegal later Rabbanon later Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. You know when Rabbi Yochanan Menuri argues under Rabbanon, El B'Yosha, that's where they disagree. The Loi Matze Omer, because he couldn't have made a declaration. Ava Benir, but somebody who's awake, the boy Lameim Matze Omer, he could have said it. There, Afgav the Loi Omer, even though he didn't verbally make a declaration, it's not the quiet command the Amidami. Omle Rabbi Bachan Labaya. I have a Shmile Lamah Hadatanya. If Rabbi would have heard what we learned in a Braisa, that it says in a Braisa, on Shabbos lo yahalach adam l'sayif sadeyu, a person can't walk to the edge of his field on Shabbos yontif, lay the mat tzricha, to find out what it needs. Ki yoytzba, lo yitaya adam apetz medina, a person's not allowed to walk at the gate of the city, kidei sheikonis l'merchus miyad, that right away in Motzai Shabbos, they used to have their bathhouses outside the city, that he should be able to go into that bathhouse right after Shabbos. Right after Yom Tov. If Rabbi would have heard this price, he would have retracted what he said, that he could just make an Erev by being there, because even a verbal declaration is not required. Being there is Asur. And here, just like you're not allowed to walk, because it's obvious that you're doing a Letzarech Chol, here too, by being there, it's Hachana, V'loyi. But the Gemara said the comparison is not correct. Shamalei, Rava was aware of this price for Loi Hadabei, and he still felt his psak is correct. Hasa Mukha Milsa. In the case of the Braisa, when somebody is walking near his field, or somebody is walking near the gate, it's obvious that he's doing it because he wants to be the Tzarech Chol. He wants to be the Tzarech Matzoi Shabbos to do his work. Hacha, but in our case, when somebody walks to where he has his Erev, Loi Mucha Milsa, it's not obvious that he went there to prepare an Erev for the next day. Because each of Rabbananu, if he's a Talmud Chacham, I mean, Shmat Mashtei, he got engrossed in his learning, and that's why he went there. If he's an Amaretz, I mean a Chamer Echeslei. We say that he lost his donkey, and he's looking for his donkey. And the Halacha is you're allowed to look for a lost donkey in Shabbos. So since it's not obvious, therefore he's allowed to do it. And since no verbal declaration is required, we have no problem. Halach Lamaisa, two Halach Lamaisas. One Shaila is the when the Gemara says here that he doesn't have to make a verbal declaration, does that mean only in this case? Because making the verbal declaration will be a problem of achana, or even where there's no problem of making verbal declaration on every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontov when I put down an Erev, do I have to make a verbal declaration or not? Some Rishonim say that in those cases where there's no problem with making a verbal declaration, there's no achana issue, you should make a verbal declaration. However, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's never a need to make a verbal declaration when you're being Ma'arev Baraglav. Another Shaila is like this. What's going to be the halacha if somebody walks to his own field, but it's not obvious that he's walking to his field to look what it needs, or to be there for Matzah Shabbos? Somebody looking could think that he's walking there because he just wanted to take a walk to that area. What would be the halacha? The Mishnah Brura says that even if it's his own field, if it's not obvious that he's doing it letzayrich chol, that he's doing it to see what his business needs, it's mutter. The Nishmas Adam, the Chai Adam, disagrees and says that a person is never allowed to walk to his field, even when it's not obvious that he's doing it letzayrich chol, because on Shabbos Chazal asked walking to your field.